In alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah Ta'ala. Nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. We praise him and we seek his help and we ask for his forgiveness. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. And we seek refuge with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala from the evil of ourselves and from the evil consequences of our actions. Min yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu. Whomever Allah guides, no one and nothing can lead that person astray. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whomever he leads astray, because of that person's own wretchedness, because of what his hands have sent forth, and not due to any oppression from Allah Ta'ala, then no one else and nothing else can give that person guidance. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. And I bear witness that nothing at all and no one deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and without partner. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger. Brothers and sisters in Islam, from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the hadith collected in At-Tirmidhi, which is hadith number 12 in the 40 hadith of Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah, where Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مِنْ حُسْنِ إِسْلَامِ الْمَرْءِ تَرْكُهُ مَا لَا يَعْنِيهِ. From being an excellent Muslim, from practicing Islam with excellence, is keeping away, is that a person stays away from those things that do not concern him. And from the things that do not concern us is COVID-19. Because that is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hands. What it does, who it afflicts, who it saves from, this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does. And Allah has already informed us that he fa'alun lima yurid, that he does whatever he wants to do. He has already informed us, la yus'alu amma yaf'al wa hum yus'alun, that he is not to be questioned about what he does. But they, yani his slaves, all of them, they are the ones that are to be questioned. And so we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by following this sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam of busying ourselves with what concerns us. Because by doing what the Prophet ﷺ said, and doing as the Prophet ﷺ did, we are able to draw closer to Allah. As Allah mentions in Surah Ali Imran, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me. يُحْبِبُكُمْ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Allah will love you back and forgive you your sins. And so from the things that concern us, from the things that concern us is the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praising Allah. Praising Allah. Alhamdulillah. That is what concerns us. Did we notice and pay attention that that is how the khutbah generally begins? We begin by saying in Alhamdulillah. Do we recognize that Surah Al-Fatiha? Surah Al-Fatiha. The very first surah of the Quran begins with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Do we recognize that the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one of the most beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as collected in the hadith of Ibn Mas'ud, reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim in their sahih? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La ahada ahabbu ilayhi al-madh min Allah, وَلِذَٰلِكَ مَدَحَ نَفْسَهُ. There is no one, he reported that the Prophet ﷺ said, there is no one who loves praise more than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for that reason, he praises himself. In another narration of the same hadith, also collected in Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, وَلِذَٰلِكَ وَعَدَ بِالْجَنَّةِ. Because he loves praise so much, he promised Jannah, and he promised Jannah for the one who establishes his praise in this dunya. And so it's important for us, and mimma ya'nina, from what concerns us, is understanding what praise means. SubhanAllah, we repeat it in prayer, but perhaps we don't pay attention to it, that we say in our prayer that Allah answers the dua. Allah answers the dua of the one that praises him. When we say, Semi Allahu liman hamida, Allah hears, yani hears and answers Allah hears the one who praises Him. And that's why when we get up from ruku'ah, we remind ourselves and we repeat it. Rabbana wa lakal hamd. We began with praise. And then we made ruku'ah. And we came back up with praise, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers our dua for guidance. And so praise is important. And it concerns every Muslim. But it's important for us to understand, what is praise? Is praise simply something that we say on the tongue? Or is it something that begins in the heart? As Allah mentions about the slaughtering that we do on Eid al-Adha, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is not the blood or the meat that reaches Him. Yes, you're slaughtering, and the blood is spilled, and the meat is eaten, and it's given as charity. But it's not the blood, and it's not the meat that reaches Him. It is the taqwa. It is the obedience to Him. It is the spending of your money because you trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's something that began in the heart. It's that taqwa that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we have to understand that the worship of praise that concerns us all, that we say all the time, it's not something that simply happens on the tongue. It's something that's supposed to begin in the heart. And we cannot ignore the fact that because we are not Arabic speakers, most of us, and because Arabic is not our native tongue, even if we've learned it, that sometimes those phrases don't really have a meaning for us. We say Alhamdulillah, and we translate it as all praise is due to Allah. But before you became a Muslim, did you talk like that? Did you use the word praise a lot? Probably not. And so even when you say it now, it may not mean for you what it's supposed to mean. We say Alhamdulillah. We say all praises due to Allah. But there's still something lacking in the heart. And so what we hope to do in the khutbah today is kind of help to bridge that relationship. Perhaps Allah will help us to understand some of what we're saying. The idea of praise, even though we haven't made that connection, or many of us may not have made that connection with the term Alhamdulillah, the concept of praise, most of us understand, but we just have to make the connection. And so for some of us, when we see our favorite sports team, when we see our favorite football team, just seeing them in and of themselves gets us excited. For some of us, when you see a good play, when a team scores a touchdown, when you see a running back run a few yards, when you see a good pass, you can't help but get excited. There's something that becomes alive in your heart that makes you begin to speak in a positive way about that team, about that player. If you understand that, then you understand a little bit about what praise means. Some of us, there might be a certain car, a Cadillac, a Mercedes, that you see it pass by, and you can't stop looking at it. And you can't stop talking about it. Wow, look at that. It's nice. Look at the inside. Look at the interior. Look at the wheels. You get so caught up with it that you can't help but talk about it. If you understand that, then you understand a little bit of what praise is about. Some people, it's food. You see a food that you like. You taste the food that you like. You're like, wow, this is good. Man, you really did a number with this one. This is awesome. Wow, I can't get enough of this. And it becomes your whole preoccupation. All you can think about is eating that food and getting another spoonful. You haven't finished what's on your plate, and you're already looking forward to getting seconds. If you understand that, then you have a concept of what praise is. And it's important for us to understand that in these examples, these objects and these people that you praise, that you have the praise for in your heart, they haven't done anything for you. And that's sometimes what we miss.
We praise Allah when He does something for us. When you get something you've been wanting, that's when you say Alhamdulillah. You get a job you've been trying to get, Alhamdulillah. You got some money you were trying to get, Alhamdulillah. You got cured from some illness, Alhamdulillah. You got out of a tight situation, Alhamdulillah. Outside of that, we don't say Alhamdulillah. We only say it when we get something. And to Allah belongs the greatest examples. But sometimes we got to bring this thing back down to earth. Think about your children. Think about it. The only time they said they loved you was when you gave them something. They don't think about how you put a roof over their heads every day, how you go out and deal with traffic and work every day, how you struggle to make ends meet every day, how you keep food in the refrigerator every day. They don't remember that. Only when you do something for them, then, I love you, Dad. I love you, Mom. But outside of that, they don't care anything about you. How would you feel about that child? And how sincere would you feel their love was for you? If that's how we view our relationship with our children, then we have to check ourselves with Allah. If the only time we praise Him is when He gives us something, there's a problem with our understanding of praise. That football team does nothing for you. They win a Super Bowl. You don't get a check in the mail. They don't send you a ring. You don't get anything. You love them and you praise them simply for who and what they are. That car, you might never get to ride in it. You might never be able to afford it. But your heart is attached to it. It's done nothing for you. It's taken you nowhere in this world. And even if you get it, it may cost you to repair it and to fix it and to get parts and oil changes and car washes. But you don't mind spending your money on it. You don't mind doing what you have to do for it. Why? Because you love it. Because you're happy with it. Because you're pleased with it. And that food may be the cause of your ill health. It might be what's giving you diabetes. It might be what's giving you a weak liver and weak kidneys. But you can't get enough of it. You just can't put it down in spite of the harm that it causes you in your life. And so praise, that feeling of praise that comes out on the tongue based upon what was in the heart in the first place. It's not based simply on it doing something for you. It's based upon the love you have for it. And that love that you have for it is based upon what you know of it, what you know about it, and what you know from experience with it. And that's why, subhanAllah, how does Allah begin the Quran? Alhamdulillah. And then the next few ayat tell you about Him. Because it's impossible for you to praise Him and to love Him and to be pleased with Him if you don't know who He is. And so He gives you, in a nutshell, all the reasons why you should love Him beyond anything else. Why you should always have His mention on your tongue. Because He is Rabbil Alameen. Because He takes care of you and takes care of everything. Not a leaf falls, not a plant grows, not a baby is born. Except that He is in control of it and He takes care of it. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, He is the most merciful. He is where mercy comes from. He is where everyone, believer and disbeliever, turns to when things get tight. And no matter how bad you do, as long as you're alive, the doors of repentance are open. Maliki Yawmiddin, He's the one in control. No one else makes a decision in this life. If we understood who He is, we wouldn't be able to stop talking about Him. We would get excited when we came to prayer because it's a chance to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him for our needs. I want to give you an example, and to Allah belongs the greatest example. Please excuse me, as I'm from Los Angeles, so please don't get sensitive because you're from Philadelphia. There's a football team here, the Philadelphia Eagles, and for 52 Super Bowls, they didn't win a thing. They didn't win a thing. But that didn't stop people from being proud of them. It didn't stop people from wearing their hats and wearing their sweaters and wearing their jerseys. It didn't stop them. In spite of the fact that everyone else called them losers, that everyone else said that they would never win. Look at you, what have you done? What have you accomplished? Your team hasn't done anything. And 52 Super Bowls later, when you finally won, When you finally had a victory, it was a cause of celebration. You felt like all of that devotion, all of that praise, all of that commitment was worth it. We have to take that concept to Islam. Maybe people look down on you here for being Muslim. Maybe it's not popular to be a Muslim. Maybe people look down on you and ridicule you and talk about you because you're Muslim. Maybe you're shy to look like a Muslim, to tell people your Muslim name. But you're not shy to wear that jersey. You're not shy to wear that hat. You're not shy to wear that jacket. You're not shy to say you're Eagles fans. Why are we shy to say that we're Muslim? Why are we shy to make prayer? Why are we shy to say that we're fasting? Why are we shy to say that we don't do haram? Do we praise Allah as we should? Real praise is not just something on the lips. It's like iman. It's something that begins in the heart. It's something that comes out on the tongue. And it shows itself in our actions. We're pleased with Allah. When you want to talk about what does hamd mean? Hamd means that you love Allah, that you are amazed by Him, and that you're pleased with Him. And when you're pleased with something, when you're happy with something, you don't want to give it back, and you don't care who likes it. Doesn't matter who doesn't like it. I'm happy with it. You don't like my car. I like my car. I don't care if you don't like it. You don't like my team. I like my team. I don't care if you don't like it. I like this food. You don't like this food. I don't care if you don't like this food. I like it. More for me. That's how we have to feel about Allah. And that's how we have to feel about Islam. I don't care if you don't like my Islam. I don't care if it doesn't amaze you. I don't care if you think that my life is restricted. I feel liberated with my Islam. And I'm proud about it. فَدْعُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ Call Allah sincerely to Him, no matter who hates it and who despises it. And so again, as we've mentioned, this praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes from a knowledge of Him. And that's why what concerns a Muslim, if a Muslim is concerned about the praise of Allah, what is his pathway to Jannah, what Allah loves and answers dua with, then he has to concern himself with the means to that praise, which is knowing who Allah is. And subhanAllah, I'm going to mention to you two ayat from the Quran that are ajeeb. They're amazing. Allah mentions, yani when we talk about feeling shy about being Muslim. You know, we talked about the idea of being an Eagles fan. And even though 52 years or 51 years, they didn't win anything. 52 years, they won something. And that's all that counted. Allah says in Surah Al-Mutaffifin, فَالْيَوْمَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنَ الْكُفَّارِ يَضْحَكُونَ Today, and when the believers are in Jannah, then they will be laughing and smiling at the disbelievers. And we have to unpack that and understand what that means. Because understand that some of those disbelievers might be family members. They might be close friends. They might be people that we had relationships with in this dunya. And so a person might think, how on earth is someone going to smile and be happy when he sees people that they love in the fire? It's because that love that we have for these people now is based upon the dunya. But when we enter Jannah, our hearts will be purified so that we only love what Allah loves. And we only hate what Allah hates. And so when we see people in the fire, we see Allah's justice. We see Allah's justice. And we see His wisdom. And so we're pleased with what Allah decides. And if you don't believe me, you go home today. And I want you to look at an ayat. It's the last ayat in Surah Az-Zumar, chapter number 39 of the Quran. If you have Tafsir Ibn Kathir, the English version, I want you to look at the end of chapter number 39 of the Quran, Surah Az-Zumar. When Allah talks about the disbelievers and the believers being in heaven and being in hell, He says, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْأَرْشِ And you will see the angels surround the throne, يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ. They will glorify the praises of their Lord. وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. And it will be decided with between them with truth. With truth. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And it will be said, الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Ibn Kathir says in his tafsir, وَنُطْقُ الْقَوْنِ أَجْمَعِهِ نَاطِقِهِ وَبَهِيمِهِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِالْحَمْدِ فِي حُكْمِهِ وَعَدْلِهِ وَلِهَذَا لَمْ يُسْنِدِ الْقَوْلُ إِلَى الْقَائِلِ بَلْ أَطْلَقَهُ فَدَلَّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ جَمِيعَ الْخَلْقِ شَهِدَتْ بِالْحَمْدِ. He said, when everyone in heaven and in hell, everyone, when Allah decides, everyone, all of the creation will praise Allah. Those things that can speak and those things that cannot speak, they will all praise Allah on the day of judgment because they will see His perfect wisdom and they will see His perfect justice. And for this reason, it doesn't mention in this ayat who is going to praise Allah. It will be said, all praise is due to Allah. Why doesn't Allah mention who will say it? Ibn Kathir says, because everyone's going to say it. Think about that. The disbeliever in hell who will burn there forever. When he sees Allah's judgment on him to be in hell forever, he is going to say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Why is he going to say that? How can he say that and he's in hell? Because he sees Allah's perfection. He sees Allah's goodness. He sees that Allah counted every single action that he did and did not oppress him. So in spite of himself and in spite of his situation, he cannot help but say, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. If this is what the kafir sees in hell, shouldn't this be what the Muslim sees in this dunya? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to concern ourselves with what is beneficial for us and to not concern ourselves with those things that are simply a distraction, that he teaches us to know who He is, and that He helps us to praise Him in good in this life, and that we see the good effects of that in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam tasliman kathira. Brothers and sisters in Islam, we begin with praise, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and we end with praise, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And Allah mentions in Surah Al-A'raf that when the believers enter Jannah, they will say, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada. They will say, all praise to the one who guided us to this. Wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. And we could not have guided ourselves if Allah had not guided us. So notice how we began in this dunya with the praise of Allah. And when we reach our destination by Allah's permission, Jannah, we will continue there with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so praise is what we should concern ourselves with this dunya, in this dunya. Praise. That we learn to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more. Listen to what Imam al-Bukhari mentions in the very last hadith in his Sahih. Kalimatani. Two words, two phrases. Khafifatani ala lisani. They light on the tongue. Allah has made them easy for you because you need them so much. Thaqilatani fil mizan. They're heavy on the scales if we understood it. Habibatani ila rahman. And Allah, the most merciful, loves them so much. And perhaps he says, the most merciful loves them so much because they are one of the best ways to get his mercy. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Exalted be Allah in His praise. Subhanallah al-Azim. Exalted be Allah the Almighty. That praise is a part of what Allah loves the most. It's a part of what's heavy in the scales. And Allah has made it easy on our tongues. At-tuhur shatr al-Iman. Purification is half of the religion, half of Iman. Walhamdulillahi tamla'u al-mizan. And Alhamdulillah fills up the scales. It makes the scales heavy. And so as we interact with this dunya, sometimes we get distracted with this dunya and we begin talking about things in a way which will not benefit us. We start talking about what Allah is doing and what people are plotting and who's doing this and who's doing that. Wallahi, a way that I can benefit myself and you can benefit yourself is that when we hear things, news, good or bad, say Alhamdulillah first. Someone brings you some bad news, you say Alhamdulillah. What do you mean, alhamdulillah? I mean, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah in every situation. Because no matter how bad it looks, it can always be worse. It can always get worse. And if it's good, then shouldn't we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it? And so we get in the habit of saying alhamdulillah all the time. And as I mentioned in the last khutbah where I was here, and I'll mention it again, that a part of what we say in the morning and what we say in the evening is alhamdulillah. Again, a phrase that we say in the morning and we say in the evening, asbahna, I got up this morning, wa asbaha al-mulkulillah, and Allah is in control, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Amsayna, we've reached the evening, wa amsa al-mulkulillah, and Allah is still in control, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, I don't depend on anyone else for money. Alhamdulillah, I don't depend on anyone else for health. Alhamdulillah, I don't depend on anyone else for my well-being. Brothers and sisters, we have to busy ourselves with alhamdulillah. It is by no mistake that it begins. It's what Allah begins with. It's by no mistake that we start every prayer with alhamdulillah. It's by no mistake that we begin our khutbahs with alhamdulillah. But it's not just something we're supposed to say on our tongues. It's supposed to be something that begins in our hearts. And then it comes out on our tongues. And it shows in our actions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who praise Him all the time. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنًا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنًا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah bless us with your mercy and your forgiveness. Allah make us of those who praise you all the time. Make us of those who are pleased with you as our Lord, pleased with Islam as our religion, and pleased with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as our messenger. Help us to recognize all blessings that you have given us. And help us to recognize that the greatest blessing that you have given us is the blessing of Islam. Because the blessing of Islam brings us peace of mind.